G'day legends and legendaries, welcome to another episode of Generation Get To It, a sugar hit of positivity and health for you to get the most out of yourself to inspire this generation and the next. Make sure you like and subscribe to the latest episodes and share the word to get more people out there changing their lives for the better. So for today's episode, we're talking about something that I think you should all be passionate about, and that is passion. So when it comes to passion, I feel like we all have it. Sometimes we deny we have them, sometimes we're ashamed of our passions, but most importantly, we all have passion somewhere. And passion is a fruit of life. It is all about making sure that we can enjoy what we're doing, do it for the long term, and ensure we can inspire others and live with a genuine attitude of who we are. What is the old advice that we always give to others is that you should just follow your passions and not care too much about the outcome, but make sure that you enjoy what you're doing. Now, if you've heard that before, you've probably even thought that before, but I'm sure you can resonate with the fact that when we do things we're really passionate about, we can make a big difference. We enjoy going to work that day. Our teenagers enjoy going to school that day or enjoy going to sport, or a whole number of things. But most importantly is that passion is in who we are. We all have our own unique passions. Some are weirder than others. Some are more productive than others. But most importantly is that when we do our passions, we really enjoy it. We really see the benefit of it and we feel way more fulfilled in what we're doing. So with a quote to go with that from the legendary Peter Pan, to live would be a big adventure. And isn't that so? So when it comes to making sure we work on our passions and understand what we're going to do in life, there's a few things I want to look at it. One is what we're going to do for ourselves as a career. So for example, I coach a lot of 16, 17 year olds at the moment who are struggling to understand what they want to do with their life after school. And for good reason, a lot of people put a lot of pressure on them, whether it's teachers, parents, even themselves, their friends, whoever it is, there is always pressure on them to find out what they want to be doing and how they're going to be doing it. And they haven't even left school. And so when I speak to them about it, they usually say, I have no idea. And then they go, oh, actually, I thought about doing this once. But as we start to break it down, it doesn't align with their passions at all. For example, I was chatting to a teen the other day, and he was talking about how he wants to become a real estate agent. And I found this quite odd because over the last few weeks, we've been speaking about what he enjoys doing and what he likes to do for others. It has nothing to do with real estate. It has everything to do with ensuring that other people are looked after. He's working on his health and he's feeling like anyone and helping his friends and his family with health too. That's all he's very passionate about. And so as you start digging into why he wanted to work in real estate, it was only so that he could earn a little bit more money so that he could eventually do what he wants. Now, does that sound like something that you could be passionate about? Not really. Because that's a great idea, but why don't we just put two of them together and make sure that you can earn your living, and do the thing that you want at the same time. I had a conversation with a guy the other day, I just remembered, and he's a painter. He was about 60 odd, so he's getting towards his retirement age, only, 7 or 8 years away. And I asked him, I said, mate, did you always want to become a painter? And he goes, no, I've never ever wanted to become a painter. I'm like, how long have you been painting for? He says, since I left school when I was 15. And I went, I sat there in disbelief. I was like, you're kidding. So I said, what did you want to do? He says, I really wanted to become a ranger, like to help out in the bush and, work with animals and do forest restoration, things like that. And I was like, so what stopped you? And he goes, well, when I was 15, a teacher told me that I was too dumb to do that and I should just stick to a trade. So I chose painting. Could you possibly imagine that he's gone through 50 years of his working career all because of one or two comments? And that he's never able to chase his passion. Is this something that we would want for ourselves? Is this something that we'd want for other people? I highly doubt that. So when it comes to this next generation, we really need to make sure that we're looking after them and helping them find their passion. And I'll tell you what the best ways to do that is to help you find yours. If you can find your passion and you can find the things that you really care about, what a role model you could be. What a role model you could be for others. You could be the person you've always wanted to be. It doesn't mean you have to change jobs. It definitely doesn't mean you have to change jobs. It just means you should be doing things that you really enjoy. So if you do your 9 to 5 and then come home and then just kind of lounge about and things like that and take things really relaxed and kind of you may not feel quite fulfilled in what you do. But you've always wanted to do dancing, or you've always wanted to play card games, or go to the gym, or try jiu-jitsu, or play guitar, a whole bunch of things. Even if you just started with something like that, something that you're passionate about. If you're passionate about music, you could learn to DJ, you could learn to guitar, you could learn, if you really enjoy sport, you could join like a fantasy football team or something like that. You could also learn to do jiu-jitsu or play touch footy. Try to find something that you're passionate about. You don't have to make drastic changes in your life to start improving your passion. But you do have to start. So if you're looking at the next generation, you're looking at your kids, your teenagers, things like that, people like that. If you want them to chase after dreams, and you're sitting there in a position where you aren't chasing yours, but you keep telling them, oh, you should chase your dreams. And they go, why don't you chase in your dreams, mum or dad? And you go, oh, because, oh, that is too late now. Oh, it's too hard. No, that's just what you should do. I don't have to do that. Do you think they really take that message in? Because as we've always said, doing is worth a lot more than saying. So if you can do the things that you're passionate about and make sure that you do them, how much more likely is your kid or your teen going to do it too, to chase their passion, to take the risk, to become a ranger, to save the forest, to save the koalas, and not just stick to something which is safer for them and not necessarily passionate about. So I think that's really something we should be looking into, because when it comes to passion, it's all about a strong inclination towards like an activity or an individual that you can find like really like exciting and like it absorbs all your energy and just feels so good about it. I have several passions in my life. One of them is jiu-jitsu, which I'm currently injured at the moment. I'm not doing that. But what I have swapped it for, because what I needed to do is if I lost that passion, I'm not able to do it just yet. I'm in rehab, doing physio. So what I did is I swapped it out for learning Spanish, Espanol, because ultimately I know I need to have some passion in my life. Otherwise, I'm not going to feel very good about myself. So I swapped my jiu-jitsu sessions for learning Spanish because I really love culture. I love language. I think it's so fascinating how we can communicate so many different ways and so many different levels all through language. What I'm also passionate about is my family. I love my family a bit. Always in contact with them. Always make sure I can do as best by them as well as I can. And that I'm there for them. I also love the beach. I love doing exercise. I love doing all kinds of things. I like recording podcasts. That's why I do this. It's not necessary that, we're going to get a billion people listen to me. That's not the point. The point is that I get to share a message. I get to help change people's lives. And I love doing it. And I will continue to do it because it's so great. And if I didn't like doing it, probably would have stopped after a couple episodes. But I think we're up to about episode 60 now, which is pretty wild to think that. I've had 60 conversations with you. Now that is just the beginning, because I feel like I want to do a lot more as well. So that's passion. So one of the tips that I can provide to you to help you, if you have a teenager who's like 16, 17, getting really close to finishing school and doesn't know what they want to do, it's really important that we help set them up. We build a foundation first. And the way I do that is I get them to not concentrate on the job that they want, but what passions they have. So, for example, when it comes to teenagers talking about before, if his passions are to help other people, he loves health, and he likes coaching, then there's a few different ways he can go into it. He could become a personal trainer. He could be a nutrition coach. He could be like a PE teacher. He could be a whole bunch of other things, because they're all related in terms of they have a health background, he gets to help people, and he likes to coach. And so when it comes to being able to choose the actual role he was in, he's got a lot of different choices. And the thing is, he'll find them along the way, or she'll find them along the way. But the thing is, not to like kind of hone in the one thing, because sometimes you miss out on all the other stuff which is, you know, surrounds it. So that's why I really like to chase passions rather than a job title, because I just believe it gives you a lot more freedom in the things that you can actually explore. That's, you know, you see people go, I want to go to uni, but I don't know what to do. So they go and do a business degree or a commerce degree or an arts degree. And although it can be a good stepping stone for many things, I feel like sometimes it's just because they're a little bit confused on what they want to do. Because I have a couple of mates who've definitely gone to do commerce or business, and they have absolutely no interest in it whatsoever. I feel like it can be one of those degrees we kind of jump into, and then you don't really find out what you want to do from it. You're not really enjoying it, but it's just like kind of something to fill in the space. When you could, if you really enjoy business, you could even just start a business. You could do something like that. So many different things we can do. But as long as we make sure we're like chasing our goals and making sure that our passions are really at the forefront of our mind, that can make a really big difference and help provide a lot of clarity, and also take away a bit of the pressure about figuring out exactly what to do, because we have a good idea of which direction we want to go. Now, if we take a look at some specific examples, there are a couple out there which you may know about. For example, Steve Jobs was a co-founder of Apple. And for Jobs, he was a college dropout. He didn't really like to do college, but what he did is he had a passion for tech and design. Did he really want to create like an Apple computer or something like that originally? Who knows? But I think more importantly is that the way he built himself up was more the fact that he really liked design and technology, making things, you know, aesthetic and really interesting. And doing that, he didn't really have like a specific degree he did at university, but he took a whole bunch of random classes to get like a really good idea about a whole bunch of stuff. And I think that passion helped him to like revolutionize the way that we thought about computers and tech and, you know, personalizing things to us and, you know, communications and things like that. And that passion led to that really big change. Another one who really stood out is J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling, as you know, was the author of the Harry Potter series. And I can't remember how many times she got told that her book was useless by publishers, but she kept sticking it out and making sure she got through it all. Now, she probably always knew she wanted to be an author, but did she have the career to get there? No, she took a really long time to get there. But she also just never gave up because she's so passionate about it. And so after years and years of determination, she's had like millions of people read her books along the way. And because of that passion was the reason she kept going. So I think passion helps give you the direction that you want to go, gives you a bit more freedom in the thought of the way you want to do it, but also make sure that you stick it out for good too. And I believe there's a lot of lessons in that. Like the way that when I do like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is like you go in there thinking that it's all going to be about wrestling people and taking their heads off and breaking arms and blah, 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 that kind of stuff. But it's not like that at all. It's where you learn a lot of life lessons and how to be humble, how to be relaxed when there's chaos, learning how to breathe when you're stressed, because one thing you notice is that if you're not breathing, you tire out very quickly. Same way with life, you're stressing all the time, not taking the time to breathe, then you're not going to, well, you're going to burn out pretty quick. But there's a whole lot of other things. When you start chasing passions, you start learning so much about yourself and so much about others. I think that's really important. So when it comes to chasing your passions, we need self-exploration. We need to make sure you can actually try different things, fail at them, try again, be playful, be curious, and make sure you keep on trying, you keep on enjoying what you're doing. You also need to make sure you have a good support network around you. If someone is supporting along the way, you are so much better off, like without a doubt. So when your partner or your teen wants to do something, always support them. Make sure you support them. And in return, they'll support you. And then when it comes to going through these things, these hobbies, you learn to overcome obstacles, you learn to suck at things, you learn to get better at them. And ultimately, you remove that fear of failure, you find like-minded communities, and you start to really grow as a person. And I think that's really special. So after all this, I just want to say, make sure you follow your passions. You never know where they'll take you. You never know how much you'll grow by chasing them. Okay, that's all I've got time for today. Until next time.